Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, today I'm joined down the line by Colin Bird, who is Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. We're speaking in the aftermath of a fundraise that you did a little while back, last week, I believe. How's the company going since then?
Well, since then, of course, things are bedding down. I think that the extract mission is beginning to be understood. Would you like me to give you a brief on extract?
Or that would be great. Some people, the company's got a bit of a history, and I think things are hopefully changing. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. By Jove, yeah. I mean, you've got a company which I went to the helm of a couple of years ago, which in actual fact got a tremendous debt burden, and not only confined to the UK. That debt burden was all reduced, and the company is actually producing cash now. Not quite meeting overheads, but also not a long way away from doing that either. And that's with our alluvials in Manica in Mozambique. And, of course, we did the alluvials because it's not public company work, because by definition, in formal, sophisticated markets, you need to know the value of the asset. And I think you know, and I think most of the investors know, that it's difficult to define the gold grade and how deep the gravels will be and what they contain in terms of gold. So to de-risk the operation for our shareholders, I did a deal where we bought in Chinese subcontractors, and we get a revenue stream every month without having to sort of commit capital. And of course, we've got, shall we call them policemen, for lack of a better word, that we monitor their safety performance and the community performance and all those things necessary to keep our license in good standing. But, you know, I guess what's drawn the interest over the last couple of months to the company is the fact that we've signed the deal for the hard rock. And it's, you know, there's about 1.4 million ounces there, and this concerns about 300,000 to 350,000 ounces. Took the same model because, you know, probably as well as I know, probably better, that the cost of money now for junior mining companies are horrendous. And if it's horrendous, it might not even be there. So took the same style as for the alluvials, and I've got a contractor who's going to come in, assist us, and we get 23% net profits interest if the gold price is above 1250. If it goes 1250 to 1100, we get a sliding scale down to 20, and we're protected on the downside from 1100. So it's a very good deal. Again, we don't commit capital. The execution risk and mining risk is with the other party. Where we might commit capital in the longer term, it is longer term, is that we feel that the potential to exceed 1.4 million ounces is excellent for the area. It is really a very, very rich, historically rich mining area, and the concession is large. And we feel we can add to the reserve base, and our agreement allows that we share 50-50. But importantly is that this will lead to cash flow. They're building the CIL plant. The engineers have been up for the tailings dam, electrical engineers, process engineers, this engineer, that engineer. And we're actually defining right down to the raw numbers now. And we'll be appointing a South African company to build this plant. And I'll be very surprised if they don't start sometimes in September with the civils. The benefit we've got here is that the front end of the plant is built and ready to operate. So that's very good. The crushing, the ball mill, and the gravity circuit needs a little bit of modification, but not a lot. So we should be in production by the first quarter next year, and with a possibility of some gravity production during this year. And we took the decision, as we've told people, that single gold region, single country, investors get a little bit nervous in this day and age. And so we edged our risk and commodity risk, country risk, currency risk, and acquired a couple of exploration projects in Zambia. Now, those exploration projects are neither the greenfields, they were brownfields. Both have got intersections from previous mining activity. Both have got strike, and so we've done what, shall we say, the desk work, and we've done our on-ground work, and our intention now is to actually bring out the drill machine and test the strike. Copper gold, reasonable gold receipts. And so we're optimistic on that, and we should be drilling in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, we had a raise of a round of capital, and that round of capital is will do much assistance with our Mozambique and prep work. Like I say, it won't take too much capital. We've got to do a lot of country work now in terms of officialdom to make sure that everything's as it should be when we start building the plant. So we'll be assisting the contractor there. And then, of course, the drill machine, we raise some money, and we should add quite a bit of value, a lot of value, if the surface belief is transmitted to be a 3D model. And then we announced, of course, that, a few weeks ago that we've done a deal with a company called KPZ for the Kalingwa project in Zambia. And that's the form of the site of one of the richest, certainly the richest gold mine in Zambia, but probably one of the richest in the world. It worked in the 70s, right through the 70s, and produced 20% of its production was in excess of 25% copper. So, and its average for its entire mine life was about 9.5% copper. That really is very nice. The old pit has got potential to expand in both directions, north and south. And we do know that there's drill holes, which gives you lateral depth extension as well. So we're busy now. We've got a 90-day IPO due diligence period. We've obviously done all our due diligence, but we're just now dotting all the I's and crossing the T's, and busy doing the 90-day option period. And before we actually press the button on the option. Right. So at the moment, it's very much legal at the moment.
Yeah. So, so basically, at the moment, to sort of summarise, Extract is, you've had a funding event, you've got production starting to ramp up. It will obviously ramp up properly by the first quarter of next year. And you've de-risked geographically and in terms of what you're digging out of the ground as well.
In a nutshell, you've got it. Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully the dirty work has been done as far as getting the company to a sort of stable position over the near term.
Absolutely. I feel very, very, very positive. It's the first year was dreadful. Last year was a lot of hard work, as you put it, a lot of dirty work and spade work. And now we're in a position, our shareholders are in a position to enjoy some of the success, which I'm sure our balance of copper and gold will bring them. Good commodities to be in gold for obvious reasons. And the fundamentals of copper is absolutely super in the midterm. So that, there was a strong driver there. And I don't know if you know, but I discovered the Sentinel mine in Zambia, which sold it to First Quantum in a company called Kiwara. And that now is one of the world's biggest copper mines. So, reasonably well known in Zambia, experienced in working in Zambia, both in the formative part of my career and now. And so I feel very, very confident in that country and its future. So, yes, the old scenario now is balanced, as you say, moving towards production, balanced commodities, and offset the risk in Mozambique with subcontract partners.
Right, and the market cap currently around £4 million.
That's correct. Yes,
is that a fair reflection of where you are at the moment? And what do you think what do you think we're looking at? I mean, let's say.
Well, as you know, my expertise is mining, and I'm a little bit of a technocrat. But as I understand markets, they should price in the future. So I would argue that there's a bit of a disconnect with the company's prospects and its current market cap. In our favour, so this club is a very cheap club to join, and if one works on multiple of earnings and our possibility of being between $800,000 and $1 million a month by this time next year, there's a massive disconnect. And so I think that in terms of looking at the company where it is, looking at the company where it might be, it's a cheap stock.
Okay, well, on that positive note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.